Today is Wednesday, May 1st, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Rabbit, rabbit. It is National Interpreter Appreciation Day. It's also National Skilled Trades Day. We're all going to need a skilled trade after AI takes over all the knowledge work. It's also May Day, May 1st, Law Day, School Principals Day, National Mother Goose Day, and National Chocolate Parfait Day. The photo of the chocolate parfait just looks like pudding. Just, and for those British people out there, not just a generic dessert, but actual pudding, you know, custard, a chocolate flavored custard, which we would call pudding in the United, you know, custard and pudding are basically the same thing. And I will say that we have some inconsistencies in the US as well, because if you think about it, an eclair is a custard filled pastry product. It's basically like a long donut. Almost like a Long John. I think they call them Long Johns. But we would say custard filled. I've never heard anyone say pudding filled. But again, pastry cream slash custard is basically the same thing as pudding. It's milk, eggs, some sort of binding, well, the eggs are binding agents, some sort of flavoring. You know, there are different consistencies, you know, because creme brulee is technically custard, but it's much more solid than like a pastry cream. But they're same ingredients. I don't know. Where were we? I don't even know where we're. I've been so busy. My parents texted me 2 days ago. My stepfather texted me 2 days ago because my mom does not text me because she doesn't love me. But my stepfather, who apparently does love me, texted me and he's like, hey, we haven't gotten together in a long time. Why don't you and Mark come, or would you be up for coming to dinner next weekend? And I just was so busy over the weekend and even Monday, I just had no time to even put thought into what our schedule was and whether we, you know, could do that or not and have the discussion with Mark. Do we have plans? Are we okay going over there, et cetera, et cetera? And so I didn't respond for a full over 24 hours. And then he ended up texting me again. He's like, well, if this weekend is not good, we could do the following weekend. I think he was like, hey, why is he not responding to me? But I was so tired. And the thing about being a people, I know I talk a lot about this, but you know, if you're annoyed, unsubscribe. That's the thing about being a people pleaser is trying to think about pleasing someone is tiring. It is an excruciating, like, because when I make decisions like this, there's what do I want to do and what should I do and what would make them the most happy. And sometimes those are three separate things. Because I do have the opinion a little bit that I should, you know, I should kindle a relationship. Kindle is probably the wrong word, but I'm just going to use it. Encourage, nourish maybe. Maybe that's a good word. I should nourish my relationship with my parents because I do love them. I mean, I do. Like, they're my parents. I love them. They're not horrible people or anything. They have some opinions that are different than mine, but on the whole, they're not axe murderers or anything like that. They try to live a good life. They're both intelligent, and I know some of my listeners would probably argue that point because of some of the things that they believe. However, you know, held down corporate job, or my stepfather held down corporate jobs, started businesses, very business intelligent, we'll say that. And my mom, very creative, great singer, great piano player, great guitar player, good music teacher, like all those things. There's just some areas where, you know, we differ. And so I feel like there is a I should nourish that relationship. And then there is what I want to do. But I don't really know what I want to do, because a lot of times I'm just like, oh, I cannot, like, I just can't be bothered to go over and have dinner with them because, you know, there's Mark I have to consider because he has to deal with their tomfoolery. And I don't want to put that on him, but I don't want to go without him and then them ask a million questions as to, like, why didn't Mark come? Because I can deal with them by myself. Like, that's not a problem. And I, you know, and I don't know. And then there's like this disappointment. I'm just on the couch. So there are all these things. And then there's the what would make them happy that comes into it. So it's very tiring. So all I'm going to say is it took me like 2 days to respond. And then I just said, hey, sorry, it's been very busy. Let me discuss with Mark and I'll get back to you later tonight. So I still have to get back to them about when we're going to go over. See, all of these things that go through my head. It is exhausting being me, folks. My therapist is going to solve all of this for me. We're going to work through it all. We're going to solve it all. And then, you know, life's going to be grand. So let's see. We were pretty much finished with the weekend. Monday, you know, we finished season one of For All Mankind. And I'm enjoying it. You know, I would say the last 3 or 4 episodes of season one are a lot more action-packed. And, you know, there was a lot of setup that happened in the first 6 or 7 episodes. And I'm assuming it's going to remain more action-packed, you know, as they get into season 2 and 3 and 4. And so I'm excited. I was actually at a point last night, we should have stopped at episode 9, but I wanted to know what was going to happen in episode 10. And we had to skip Good Mythical Morning because we have a hard stop in the evening that we have decided that we cannot go to bed any later than 11:30. I mean, you know, there's a little wiggle room if it's going to be a few minutes after 11:30, you know, 11:35, you know, or something like that. That's okay. But just in general, we want to go to bed at 11:30. I don't know why I'm checking my email while I'm recording this podcast, but I got an email from SMA1141 and it says, it's Marty. I was wondering if you're alive and okay. I was going through email and saw one from you. So I thought I'd put my head above the parapet and send you a message. Okay. And my ex, Maddie, used to go by the name, or his email used to be, or his user ID used to be SMA1141. But then I got, I don't know, I'm speechless. I thought he was dead. I don't know if this is junk mail from like someone that's pretending to be Maddie, or if he, and I don't know if I want to respond. Here are all these, I'm going through the same 3 things with my parents. What would make him happy? What would make me happy? What should I do? I don't know. Anyway, that's weird. Why was I checking my email while recording? I don't know, folks. I do not know. Anyway, back to the story. I don't know. What's that? ADD much? So anyway, regardless, I'm enjoying that show is what I was going to say. Hopefully season 2 will get better and season 3 will get better and we'll just love it. So we are watching that show. We did our grocery shopping on Monday evening. I chose not to do fast food, even though we normally get Panda on grocery shopping days because Panda is right across the street from Walmart. But here's the deal about Panda. The things that I enjoy from Panda are high calorie and bad for you. They're the sweet and sour that have a lot of sugar, have a lot of fried, you know, they're fried, they're whatever. The white rice, again, you know, a lot of calories, not as good for you. I don't like the brown rice, even though that's better for you. And this is like, I've been so busy. Work has been so busy. And like I said, and I just like, I was like, oh, I just want comfort. But I could not fit it into my calories and be happy. And so I was like, you know what? We're just going to eat at home. I had leftover turkey spaghetti sauce from last week that I needed to use. And so I boiled some orecchiette pasta and mixed it with my spaghetti sauce. And that's what we had for dinner. We watched For All Mankind. And that was pretty much our evening. And I also finished my Harvard CS50 Introduction to Artificial Intelligence and Python course. I just watched all the lectures. I don't know if there was actual homework, so I'm going to go back and see if there was homework for the course and see if, you know, I may want to do that. Because the other thing I did, we were setting our goals for the year. And I'm proud of myself because I put a goal that I shared with my manager today in my one-on-one that I want to become. I don't know if I have time, but I'm going to switch over and see if I have time to read this to you guys. Let me just pull this up here real quick. I created an objective for myself, and it was broaden my understanding of technical careers available and increase my engineering knowledge so that I can transition into a more engineering-focused role in the future. And I shared that with my boss. So she knows. I have decided I want to move into a more engineering-focused role. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.